Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Side Notes. I hope everyone had a good holiday. I know that it's definitely a weird week because it's going to be a short week with the new year. With that, Ashley, how was your holiday? Did you get to do everything you planned to do?
I did. It was really nice. I finally watched that new Disney movie Soul. Super cute. I would recommend it. But it was really nice. It was just us two, first year married, and woke up, made some breakfast, and we just hung out, went to my grandparents, and it was just like a really nice, relaxing day. How was yours?
Good. Same. I feel bad. I didn't really message anyone really Merry Christmas or anything. Both of us were off of our phones. We ended up watching I think I told you and Kevin to watch it, this show on HBO called The Outsider. It's a Stephen King show. Whole season. We watched the whole season of it, like, during the day. So good. Definitely a lot of twists and turns, but we just spent the day. I made a big breakfast. I made a lot of pancakes and realized that I do not know how to make just small servings of pancakes.
Right.
Like, I cook, like, there's 20 people in our house and it's just Jake and I. Definitely something I need to work on figuring out how to cook for a small.
But I feel like with pancakes, like, that always happens. Like, it'll say, like, oh, recommended, you know, 8 to 10 pancakes. But then in reality, it makes, like, 300.
That's true. That is very true. And I just think I really do just cook like I'm feeding an army. When in,
we have leftovers.
Always. That's good. Yeah, we always have leftovers. Even now, like, it's coming up on a year of me being a pescatarian. And I still cook as if I'm not mainly cooking two separate things. Like, I'll cook Jake's meals for him and then mine, and I'm still acting like I'm not cooking for just one person, basically. Like, I'm always like, oh my God, I'm not going to have enough. And then I'm like, wow, I really have to learn how to cook smaller. But it was really good. And I think looking into this week coming up with the holiday and Jake's birthday is New Year's Eve, and definitely these are always like the weird weeks. I feel like the week of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are always like such strange weeks because they're shortened and then the holidays are back to back. So it's definitely, I'm excited for them. But with that, I really wanted to talk about, since New Year's Eve was coming in and coming up, was New Year's resolutions. Like, are you into New Year's resolutions? Are you not? Do you ever set New Year's resolutions? Do you complete them? Do you not complete them? Because I feel like as a kid, I never really understood New Year's resolutions. And then as I got older, I got really into them, but then found myself kind of on and off with them. So I wanted to get your thoughts on, like, New Year's resolutions. Like, what do you feel about them?
I think they're great to do. Like, you're starting the new year off fresh, but, like, I'm pretty sure, like, 99% of people, like, they'll make New Year's resolutions. For example, weight loss is probably the number one. Like, oh, I'm gonna lose weight this year, and then, like, everybody starts working out and then they just kind of, like, drift away. So I like them, but even me, I don't stick to them like I should.
Right.
But I think they're a nice way to just start fresh. We're entering the new year anew.
I agree. I think that I like the idea of a New Year's resolution, but I think as I've gotten older, I've realized that I always make my New Year's I make multiple New Year's resolutions. Like, I'm like, I want to save this amount of money, and I want to lose this amount of weight, and I want to get healthier and start doing this, and I feel like I make multiple New Year's resolutions, and then for me at least, I end up falling off of them because of that. I'm making so many that I'm like, oh, so then by a month in or 2 months in, I may only stick with one or fall off of one or the other. Like, last year, for example, me becoming a pescatarian wasn't really a New Year's resolution, but it was just something I was like, oh, I really wanted to do this. So I kind of started it right before the new year, and now I'm coming up on a year of it. I just kind of stuck with it from it. But that was kind of my main, like, I was just like, you know, this is something I've wanted to do. Let me start it off right at the new year, well, right before the new year, and see what it goes. And I realized as I'm now I'm trying to like really just set one goal, like a one main focus, because I think, as you said, like everyone is always like, I want to lose weight, but like it's a generalized instead of like, I just want to eat healthier, or I want to like, I feel like it's a lot of, you set so many goals that you get yourself overwhelmed.
I think that you made a good point. People like me make too many for the resolution. Like, I want to do this, this, and this, and that. And then you do become overwhelmed because you kind of just lose focus because there's too much going on.
Right.
So I feel like making just a few really would make a difference. So that's a really good point that you brought up.
Well, and I think, too, it's easy to make a resolution during the holiday time. Like I said, most of the time people either have off on Christmas or they take off, or you're taking off during this time. So you're having more downtime. So it's easy to be like, oh, I want to do X, Y, Z. And then you don't think about like your daily life for it too. That was definitely something I was like, oh, I'm really interested. And I'm really interested to hear if our listeners are into them. Cause I do know some people who are like, I don't need a new year to set a goal. Like, I can set a goal at any point in time, which I was like, that's interesting to me too, because that is true. Like, we've set this up to like a new year is when we have to
create new goal. I mean, you don't have to use the new year. I just feel like I mentioned, it's a fresh way to start out. Like, you're the brand new year, like, just to make some goals. But I do think they should be more basic, like not basic, but something that's easier to stick to rather than making like an entire list.
Yeah.
So I like to do it. I feel like it's good.
Yeah.
It gives me purpose.
Purpose.
Because I don't have a lot going on. So making a goal helps me.
Yeah. I do like that. So I think our listeners should like write into the podcast and let us know, do they like New Year's resolutions? Do they not? What have they followed through with their New Year's resolutions? I think I've been in a bad habit of not really ever following through with mine. I think the last few years I've really followed through. So write in and let us know. The other topic I really brought up and wanted to talk about was Ariana Grande got engaged, and she posted her engagement ring. And of course, you know, everyone's going to have something to say. But then fans had realized her engagement ring was custom made with the pearl neck pin tie that her grandfather, who passed away, with that. So I was like, I love that there's a sentimental value to her engagement ring. And it was making me think about, you know, people are so quick to, obviously, everyone judges. But like, to me, I was like, engagement rings are such a personal thing. Like, they're such a personal thing. So it was, do you like the more sentimental value of an engagement ring? Or is it more like, oh, if someone gets to go pick out their engagement ring, how, like, where are your thoughts on it?
I like the sentimental part to it. Like you said, it's an intimate thing. Like, I like that it's from her grandfather because it's so personable to her. And it just means a lot more. You know, he wants to spend his life with her, but, you know, here's a piece of your grandfather who also meant a lot to you, a part of this ring. So I think that's, I like it. I thought it was, and I had to actually Google it today because I haven't seen it. And I think it's really cute. It's so different. Like, the way her ring is, it's so different. And that's what I like about it. I like that it's personable and it's different. I really like it. I mean, people who pick out their own engagement rings, that's fine. But I do like the surprise behind it, you know, and the thought, because it's the thought that counts. Like, somebody went out to get this ring for you for this special moment. So it's just like a little surprise.
Right. And I think that too, I think that's a big thing, is I feel like engagement rings are always kind of a sentimental thing. Because there's a thought behind it. Mm-hmm. Like, your partner has put thought behind this ring, whether it be a ring that's just like a band that, you know, they know that you don't like big gaudy rings, or if it's a big gaudy ring or whatever it is, they put a thought behind it. So it was really interesting because there was obviously, you know, she's a celebrity. People are going to have whatever comments. There was a lot of comments. And I just was like, I personally think that it's just beautiful that what he went out, like you said, he went out of his way to make sure it was so intimate and personal to her that it made me really excited to see for her too.
Engagement is like scary too. Whoever's doing the proposing, like, it's scary.
Yeah.
So
they don't. I feel like people don't talk about that often either. Like, that's, I personally would not want to have to propose to anyone.
Hard no. I don't even like approaching somebody for the first time. So going, you know, doing that big, that's a big life changing event. So doing that, I definitely couldn't do it.
Yeah. That's a big gesture, and I think I would overthink it.
I overthink everything.
But I would be like, okay, I have to do this. I have to do it this grand gesture this way. And then I'd be like, well, no, maybe that's too much. I should do something smaller that's more romantic this way. No, maybe, like, I feel like I would overthink it so much that by the end of it, I would just lose my mind.
Mm-hmm. I would be the same way.
Like, one of the celebrity from The Flash, he actually had this big romantic, he, like, did an interview, big romantic proposal. And they were, him and his wife were on the beach eating, and he thought she saw the ring fall out of his food. Like, this was a week before the proposal. He thought she saw it, like, he had it in his bag. Mm-hmm. And so he just ended up proposing on the beach, like, while they were eating pizza.
Oh, my God.
Because he was like, I thought she saw it. And he's like, come to find out, he's like, she didn't see it. She didn't see it at all. So he, like, his whole
big plan. I was overthinking it.
Yep, his whole big plan completely out the window because he thought she saw it and she actually had no idea.
Aw, I didn't know that. That's cute.
Yeah. I love hearing, like, proposal stories or TikToks. But I feel like ever since I got married, I'm way more emotional about, like, proposal TikToks and wedding, like, TikToks. I'm like, oh, they're so cute. Like, I watched Schitt's Creek. I think you watched it too with the proposal. And I'm like, this is so cute. And I'm like ready. I'm like, why am I so, like, weak now? Like, before I'd be like, oh, okay, cute. And I'm like, oh, tears. But no, that's definitely, I think I definitely would never want to propose to anyone.
Mm-mm.
I would probably throw up, but I love that her ring's so personal to her. I think it's beautiful. Actually, it's a beautiful ring, too. But
I like it. I think it's really cute because it's different.
Yeah, it's very unique.
I like it. And the thought behind it makes me like it even more.
Yes. And it's a pearl. You don't see a lot of pearls, like, that's in true. Engagement rings in general. But with that, we will be right back. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about Anchor. Anchor is a free podcasting tool that you can create your own podcast and edit it right from your phone or computer. Anchor can distribute your podcast for you on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can make money on your podcast with minimal listenership from that. Everything you need is in this app to create your podcast. Ashley and I personally have been using this to learn about how to use breaks and trim and edit and create side notes. If you want to create your own podcast or if you want to learn about how to create your own podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. So the next thing I'm just going to jump into is women's pant sizes. So this is a real strong subject for me because it's really hard for me to try to find pants that actually fit because I have wide hips, I got big legs, and it just never works out. So I feel like with women's pant sizes, I don't know necessarily how men's are, but you'll get a pant size, like a, say you're size 9, right? And then you go to Target and you get a size 9 and it's like 3 sizes too small. And then women are already like really, really, really hard on their bodies as it is. So if you go somewhere and you try to get a size 9 and it's too small, you're going to get discouraged like me and just get really upset and then just say, well, screw it. Like, I don't need to get any pants, and then just eat yourself in misery because you're upset. So I don't know about you, but the whole pant sizes for women thing, I don't like how they change, you know, like it's supposed to be one size, but it's different with every brand, if that makes sense.
No, I 100% agree. That is one of the things. So for me, I have trouble with, if something fits in my waist, my hips won't fit. But then I have really long legs. So a regular pant leg will be too short, but then like the longs are way too long.
So, right, that's my problem.
Yeah, it's like a very, it's weird. And then as you said, like I will go to, there's only like a few places that I really do like to get pants from. Like Old Navy is one, Target's mm-hmm. another. And like I'll play around with certain other places, but those are like the main ones that I like to go to. And even in Target, for example, like one year from another, I could wear one size, and then this next year I'll go to wear that same thing and they won't fit anymore. So it's just, it's really, it's disheartening, but it's also just strange because if you put the pants next to each other, you can see the difference that they've changed it. And I actually saw a TikTok where a girl was showing how they're making the pant size, even if it's the same size, smaller to like fit that society norm of like, you want to be smaller. And
that's awful. And that's why everybody has such bad self-esteem.
Yeah, it really does. And then it does make it hard because then you don't want to go try on pants. Like for me, I would rather buy them, come home and try them on in the comfort of my home. So that way, if they don't fit, I'll just take them back. Rather, well, now with COVID, like that's a big thing. But before, like rather than me go into a store and try them on, and then if they don't fit, like I'm in the dressing room, like frustrated. And
right, for men's, exactly.
You said for men's, like men are the same way. Theirs are just cut, like they're like 34, 38. And it's the same way, like they don't have an in-between size. Because my dad and I were talking about this too. Like they don't have an in-between size. So like if you're not a 40, but you're not a 38, like you're really in between those sizes, you don't have pants. Like you either have to get the bigger size and wear a belt because they're too big, or get the smaller size and they're too tight.
That's awful. Pant sizes are like, I hate buying pants. And it's funny that you say you like going to Target. I hate Target pants.
You want to know why I really like them? Is because they're high-waisted ones. Like, they fit my waist and my hips well enough. Like, honestly, they're the only ones. But, as I said, depending on which brand that they are at Target will depend on what size I get.
That's true. I guess every brand is different.
Which brand there will depend on what size I get. But like I found their, I think it's like Universal Thread that they have there. Theirs are probably one of my favorite ones that fit me in my waist well, in my hips well, and they're long enough. Like it's the only pair that I'm like, okay, like you got all three. Like you check off all three boxes. But other places, like I do remember, it was a PacSun used to have these Jagan jeans.
I ever really shopped at PacSun.
I don't know why I shopped there. I literally think I only shopped there for these jeans, but they were the only ones that like 10 out of 10 fit me perfectly. Like, and they had low rise when, you know, everyone used to wear low rise, and I wore them, and then they had like a higher waist one when I wore them, and they were like perfect. And they stopped making them, and I was so disappointed because I was like, these fit me the best. Like, they fit me the best.
I think the pants that fit me the best for my body shape, like Old Navy for sure, but I really like Kohl's pants.
Oh yeah, Kohl's has a lot of very good ones.
I feel like they really like, they have a really good plus size section, and I they just work so well for us curvy folk.
Yeah, Kohl's is actually a really good one too. I just think that we should, in general, the standard should be a better standard, because it should not be that you go to like one store and have to get three different sizes to figure out what your size works. If you're, like you said, if you're a 10 at one store, you should be a 10 at another store. Like, it should not be
exactly
something wild. It's definitely something concerning there.
All right. So to wrap up, I was going to talk about what we are expecting out of this new year, out of 2021. Javonda, do you have any expectations for this year?
I mean, one, I saw a TikTok the other day that was like, 2020 is turning 21, and it made me laugh, but also was very concerned. So I hope none of that. I don't want any more. I don't want any more of 2020 turning 21. But I honestly, I really want for 2021 to just keep building upon relationships. Like, I think 2020 helped me really weed out relationships that weren't meant for me and really rein in relationships that were, like, friendships, like, really helped me make those relationships stronger. So I really hope that in 2021, I continue to do that and continue to use my voice for things that are important to me, matters that are important to me, and really keep pushing for the things that I think are important. Like, 2021, I just want a lot of like good vibes, good passions, good vibes. A lot of good vibes is what I'm really hoping for myself, for the world, and just in general, just good vibes. What about you?
I'm going to definitely go with the good vibes, but I mean, just overall good vibes, but you're the one who pointed it out to me. I really honestly do need to stop being so hard on myself. Like, I'm just a negative person. And when I say things, I don't notice that I'm being negative until you point it out. Like, if I'm talking to you and you're like, hey, like, that's really negative about yourself, like, I really honestly don't even realize it. I do it so often, and that really brings me down.
Yeah.
So I need to be more positive and not be so negative all the time, because when you think like that, you feel like that.
Yes.
And then you're always, well, I'm always cranky. And so I need to start being more positive. Another thing I want to do is I do want to start not being more confrontational, but if I don't want to do something, I need to learn to say no.
Yes, I really think you do.
So, you know, with my everyday life, but mostly at work, I get too flustered because I hate saying no to people. Like, if somebody needs help, I like to help. Like, I want to help, and I want to do what I can. But then I get too overwhelmed, and then I'm like, oh, like, I forgot I have to do these three things before I do this thing. And then I get anxiety, and I get anxious, and I get stressed out. So I need to learn to say no, and I just need to be more positive. So those are my two things that I really need to focus on this year.
And I think those are good ones. And I think you already are self-aware of that as well. But I do think a big thing is like saying no. And now I'm going to go on a side note of a tangent about this, but I think we've perceived like saying no as like a negative thing, that you're doing something like selfishly if you say no. And I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. I think it's taken me a long time, and I still have a hard time like realizing like it's okay to say no. But I think like in our society, it's perceived negatively if you're like, I'm saying no and not giving a reason. And sometimes you don't have to have a reason. Like, you don't need to do something if you don't want to, and it's okay. Or like you said, you might be overwhelmed and realize like, I can't do this, I can't help. So I think that's a really like a good thing to put in for your like new year. And I want to also add, I want to work on getting a house. Jake and I will hopefully by 2021 have a house. So,
oh, I hope you guys do too, because I want to.
You're going to fly here. You're going to fly here to decorate.
I told you I would. I told you, like, I would come, I would fly down there. One, because I want to see it. And
you like decorating. Like, you like decorating, so.
Yeah, but our forms of decorating are a lot different because I like little knickknacks and things.
I hate knickknacks. Like, I'm not a
You're very minimal.
I'm a minimalist to the core. Minimalist. Like, I don't need a lot of stuff. Like, I want, like, bare space. Like, I want a black and white. You know what? We should do that. I'm going to write that down before the podcast ends. We could talk about house decor. So I'm going to leave that in here. Like, I really want, we should talk about that house decor. But I think,
love that,
2021, let's just hope, you know, the vid is done. Prosperity for people, good hopes, good vibes, saying no.
Yes, saying no. That's what I need. And I need to, like you said, saying no isn't always negative. It's not a bad thing to say no.
Yes. And also, this is our last podcast of 2020, and hopefully 2021 we have more podcasts, a bunch more, and maybe get some guests, some of our friends.
Ooh, I like the guests. I like the guest idea.
I have an idea of some people we could put on here.
I do too. And we can also do video podcasts too. Like, maybe we should start doing like a YouTube.
Yeah.
If people would be into that.
Write in. Let us know if you'd be interested in a video podcast episode. But
I feel like that would be great.
On that note, we are going to wrap for our last episode of 2020. We hope you all have a really safe and happy new year, wherever you are.
Don't drive drunk.
Do not drive drunk. What was it like? What were those little, you know, the little signs they always have? I keep thinking of Click It or Ticket, but like, I always like the little ones that they have.
It was like, drive hammered, get nailed.
Yeah, or like drive sober, get pulled over. So yeah, drive sober or get pulled over, but you know, have a good holiday. We will catch you in 2021.
Bye.
See ya.